Chapter 30. Blasted wizards! I wasn't happy. I wasn't mad. But I wasn't happy. Bezog hadn't really done anything wrong other than disappoint me. He was holding something back, something big, something bad, about me. I could feel it in my bones. So I wandered, alone on horseback, through the streets from one side of the city to the other. "What to do?" I mumbled, drawing a few stares from passers-by. The night wasn't much different than the day in Quintuckla, just darker and quieter. I didn't care for it. I liked watching people, but tonight I wanted to be alone. I wanted to sulk, but I knew better. Instead, I headed for the wall, near where we came in. "Should I go or not?" I said. I hated to leave empty-handed. I came here to find out about the dragons, and I couldn't leave without something. Above, the moon was full like a brilliant pearl, casting dark shadows in every corner. I had an idea. I just needed to find the clerics of Barnabas. Like Brenoir would say, face the problem, axe up, and head on. The clerics of Barnabas were the problem. Find them, find the dragons. They'd been looking. I'd been hiding. I decided to take my problem straight to them. If I were a cleric, where would I be? I was gazing up at the moon when it hit me. The sanctuary. There were always clerics there. It was early morning when I arrived at the building fountains just outside the sanctuary's gates. Within, monuments and statues were covered with dew, and clerics in a colorful variety of robes were milling about. The clerics of Barnabas were easy to spot, and within seconds I spotted a few tattooed foreheads. My first urge was to gallop over there, snatch one, ride off, and beat the information out of him. But I donned my cloak and pulled my hood over my head. Leaving my horse, I moved in. About 20 feet away from them, I took a seat on a bench, head down and listening. There was no loud talking in the sanctuary, but there was a lot of whispering, and much of it was in a language you couldn't understand. The clerics had their ancient dialects in which they spoke, but I'd picked up on Barnabas' words over the years, sort of, but it was common, I heard.
"We have many to sell. Small ones, dead or alive, as you will,"
one cleric of Barnabas said, speaking to a cleric in stone-colored robes. I could feel my blood run hot. The stone clerics drew their power from the rock, and they weren't noble. According to them, the stone was neither good nor bad.
"I've no need of such things. Any word on the dragons?"
the cleric of Barnabas asked.
"We aim to keep the world safe from the menace. Keep them under control, we must." "You can tell those tales to the regular folk, but I know better. Most dragons are as good as you are evil. Begone with you, I say. Pardons and blessings, stone wielder."
The cleric bowed and slowly backed away. Good for him. I'd have to remember that. The clerics of stone were neutral, but they weren't fools. It was good to know. The clerics of Barnabas split up, spreading the word about dragons from one group to the other. One of them had the attention of a small group in gold lace, with heads hidden under their purple hoods. I didn't recognize the order. But there must have been 100 different ones in Quintuclan. I got up, stooped down, and picked my way through the people. It was getting crowded. 10 feet away, back turned, I was leaning on a monument when an odd feeling came over me. Peering around, I caught the eyes of another cleric of Barnabas who quickly glanced away. They couldn't have seen me, could they? I didn't exactly fit in, but there were all sorts of robed figures and cloaked characters in the sanctuary. I turned away, took a moment, and glanced back. He was gone.
We have a yellow belly with pollen breath that turns one to stone,
I overheard one cleric say.
Some of the dragon tykes that don't have breath yet, they make fine pets when broken.
I bunched up my fist and fought the urge to walk over there and punch him in the face. I could barely stand it.
Patience. Look. Listen. Learn.
I might explode first.
Where do we meet?
The cleric in purple said.
5 leagues west, in the Crane's Neck. After the sun sets tomorrow. Gold only. Agreed.
That's all I needed to hear. As I turned my head back to my horse, it felt like a bucket of ice water hit me when someone said,
Dragon!